doctors.
Yep. Doctors.
Emma Gagan and Angela Daly. Well, I'll get them to explain what they're doing in a second, but we're here at Central State School, which is where you have been doing something with the local kids here.
Yep.
Well, let's begin by tell us what you're doing here at Central State School.
So we're here for National Science
this
Week.
This is Emma speaking.
As part of an initiative to take women in science to rural and regional areas.
Yeah.
And we're at Central all day today doing hands-on experiments with the kids. So I've got a strawberry DNA extraction and some mineral
what,
thermals.
What, sorry?
Strawberry DNA extraction.
Strawberry.
Extracting DNA from strawberries.
Right.
And some mineral samples the kids look at.
Right.
And Angela can tell you what she's got later.
Mm-hmm.
And then we show them about our careers and some of the exciting places science can take you.
Mm-hmm. So what is your career then, Emma?
I'm a geomicrobiologist. And the way I explain that to kids is geology is studying rocks and biology studying living organisms.
Yeah.
And microbiology, really small ones. So
okay.
I study bacteria that eat rocks and bacteria that make rocks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. And was that something you always wanted to do?
No, I've changed a lot my career. And I explain that here. I studied in the gut of cows and sheep and kangaroos. I went to sediments in Germany, and now I'm on iron ore mine remediation using bacteria. So that's why I like to come, because my career's taken me all around the world, and I want these kids to see they could also have these opportunities.
I'm guessing there's a bit of the ooh factor from some of the kids.
Yeah, there's an arm in the cow halfway up, and I said, what's she doing? And lots of interesting questions.
Mm-hmm.
There's also some fun stuff, like my career now is based a lot in Brazil, and so I'm on the edge of the jungle there, and there's questions about jaguars and monkeys and that kind of stuff. So a bit off topic, but the fascination factor.
And I'll swing quickly to you, Angela. We'll come back to Emma in a second. What are you doing here, Emma?
Okay, so I'm also here on the as part of the National Science Week.
Hold on a second. Is that Irish accent?
Scottish. So I'm talking a bit about having a slightly alternative career in science and technology, because I'm actually a legal academic working on the regulation of new technologies, and so. Especially with we were in Central today, but we were in Spinifex High School yesterday, and talking about careers in the kind of areas that we work in to some of the older pupils there. And I was talking a bit about how I've ended up working a lot with kind of science and technology, but from a kind of different discipline. And really looking at some of the questions around how we should govern certain, you know, new inventions, what some of the sort of legal and ethical questions can be, and how you can kind of doing a degree such as law can lead you there. And also, one of the good things in Australia is that you can do law as part of a joint degree, so you could do law and science or law and engineering, and having those kind of two competences is actually very important for some of the big questions we're facing today as a society with all the kind of technological breakthroughs and scientific developments.
Fascinating, but I would imagine probably difficult to tell to 10-year-olds.
That's right. So I talk with some of the younger kids. I'll talk a bit about rules and how, you know, they're pretty, being in school in an institutionalized environment.
Yeah.
They're very used to ideas about rules, and there's obviously rules at home. So I talk a bit about rules in society and the rules that adults have to comply with, and also when it comes to new technologies, I give specific examples of some of the things that I work on. So I work with 3D printing, and I also work with autonomous vehicles or driverless cars.
Okay.
And particularly with driverless cars, I would ask the children, what do they think might go wrong if there's not someone in the car? And they've actually got very good answers to that.
Yeah.
So, you know, they understand that the car could kind of crash into a person or crash into a tree. Some of them were very concerned about cars crashing into rivers and stuff like this.
Has the trolley problem come up?
Not yet, but that's the kind of thing that they're interested in. And another kind of area that I work with in as well is thinking about how the law should treat robots, and whether robots should be treated the same or differently to people. And the kind of responses that the children give are actually the responses that very kind of well-studied philosophers, lawyers, scientists, roboticists, that's exactly the same as the debates that we have about whether, maybe a little bit more sophisticated, but certainly the same kind of themes come up in both. So I think that the children, even the young children, actually do kind of, they have some understanding of what some of the kind of questions are around certain new inventions in science and technology.
I'll put this out to either of you, and I know it's obviously trying to get people, get kids interested in science, but it was a specific impetus to try and get young girls interested in science.
I think for me, the focus of this week is to get rural and regional people, whether women or men, in science.
Yeah.
But we're breaking the stereotype that they might have in their mind, particularly for women.
Mm-hmm.
So the girls in school probably have never met a scientist, let alone a female one. So
yeah,
we're just smashing a few stereotypes in that mm-hmm. sense. It'd be great if rural kids were into science, whether they were male or female, but
yep.
especially the girls needed to see it modelled,
yep.
and I think that's what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a small country town and never met a scientist, didn't even know it was a career option, so
mm-hmm.
If I had this opportunity when I was at school, it would have really helped
yep.
clear things up for me.
And do you think that message is getting through?
Definitely with the older kids, yeah. They're asking about careers and how do you get there and how did you get there, and we've both got to our career through long routes, different ways,
mm.
and so that's been really apparent, like they can get mm-hmm. there a whole different way, yeah.
So you're about to go into another session in a few minutes. What sort of things will you be doing in
yeah.
those sessions?
So I do the talk, I introduce a whole lot of my friends that are scientists, like an astrophysicist, a plant scientist working in Zimbabwe, paleontologists searching for fossils, and I just try and show them the breadth that's of science that
yep.
is available to them, and these are real people, they're my friends, they're not people I've Googled, so to just really bring it down to their level, that someone they know could be a scientist, you could be a scientist,
yep.
and then we do the hands-on extracting the DNA from strawberries, and every person gets to play with something, so it's really interactive,
yep.
And the mineral samples, one of the teachers will help them to like actually do the same test the geologists would do, they're doing them in their class, so it's really bringing it to their practical mm-hmm. level. Yeah,
a bit harder for you hands-on?
Yeah, a little bit harder, but one of the things that I've been doing with the younger children is fingerprinting, so I do a lot of work around privacy and data protection when it comes to new technologies, and biometric data collection via fingerprinting is
okay.
actually kind of included in this.
Mm-hmm.
We're not collecting the children's fingerprints,
yeah.
but it's just to kind of try to get them to understand what personal information might be, that we all have different fingerprints, and it's kind of a fun activity because they get to be a bit messy and they all get to take home their papers. Like I say, we're not collecting any data about them.
Yeah.
But yeah, a little bit tricky to try and think of something, especially for the younger children,
yeah.
But they seem to kind of enjoy that.
Good stuff. Look, we'll leave it at that. I know
so
you've got that bell probably means you're going to have... Is it in here where you actually
yeah.
do it?
Yeah.
Sorry, let me just turn this off.